This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Tim from Arlington is. Tim, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Which Disney character is known for leaving a glass slipper at a royal ball?
Cinderella.
Correct. How many is in a baker's dozen?
13.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Tool?
Pass.
The second part of season 5 of which show aired this past Sunday?
Pass.
Which European country colonized Brazil?
Portugal.
Yes. What tech company uses the slogan, life's good?
LG.
Yes. What color is a traditional Chinese wedding dress?
Red.
Yes. What is the primary ingredient in falafel?
Chickpeas.
Correct. What Titanic actress keeps her Oscar in her bathroom?
Kate Winslet.
Yes. What is 25% of 200?
50.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Tool?
Pass.
The second part of season 5 of which show aired this past Sunday?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Tool?
Evening, Sarah or Karen.
We wish. No. Tim, though, you got 8 correct.
Hey, hey.
And you went through those questions so fast. I can't remember the last time I actually got to repeat all of the ones you missed. I am impressed.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I think Tim's got this.
Oh, agree. Up. Agree.
Yeah. I don't need that kind of energy to walk in on.
You sure do.
Tim.
Danny, do
Tim,
I have this?
Tim.
Steve.
Tim.
Steve. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve. Steve.
Steve. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Which Disney character is known for leaving a glass slipper at a royal ball?
Cinderella.
Correct. How many is in a baker's dozen?
13.
Yeah.
Suck it, Taryn.
Who is the lead singer of Tool?
Maynard James Keenan.
Yes. The second part of season 5 of which show aired this past Sunday?
Yellowstone.
Wow. Correct.
That's
which
tough, Danny.
European yeah. country colonized Brazil?
Italy.
No.
France.
No.
Spain?
No. Wow. Which tech company uses the slogan, life's good?
Is that what that means? LG? Does LG stand for life's good?
You know it. What color is a traditional Chinese Whoa. Wedding dress?
Red.
Correct. What is a primary ingredient in falafel?
Garbanzo bean. Chickpeas.
Yeah. Yes. What Titanic actress keeps her Oscar in her bathroom?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Kate Winslet.
Correct. What is 25% of 200?
50.
Correct, Steve. And with that, you got 9 correct, which is a win. Yeah. 9-8.
So annoying.
Thumbs up, Danny. Middle finger to the girls.
Steve.
Tim, that was so close.
Yeah, we'll get him next time.
Exactly.
That's right.
Good game. Good game, my friend.
He's so humble.
Oh, shut up. I should be this cocky about it with you two asshats.
Well,
wanting to see me fail all the time, putting that energy in the room.
If only you knew.
Thank God for Danny.
Which European country colonized Brazil, which is Portugal, which Tim got correct, you would have got a perfect 10.
My brain said Portugal, and my the other side of my brain's like, don't say that. That's a stupid guess.
Ooh, you should have said Spain.
Because is Portuguese the official language of Brazil?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm asking the smartest person in the room, apparently.
You're asking the guy who didn't get that question right.
We should have asked him. Well, congrats on beating him, Steve.
Thank you.
We are so pumped up because Live Night is coming back on December 13th. Showbox Soto, it's a Friday night where everything is performed live from the stage, and you can be part of the audience. You could maybe even be called up to play Beat Migs in front of said audience.
And if you don't get lucky with Beat Migs, then maybe you get called up to play. I think they're doing Big Dummy with the Men's Room. They got the Barbershop Quartet as well. It's a lot of fun. It's just fun to hang out with the Rock Hogs. So if you want to come have a fun night, Friday night, Walter Jones, Seahawks legend, is going to be there as well. It's going to be a good time.
You can get those tickets right now at KISW.com. Mike Tyson just shared a very out there interview, and this is out there even for Mike Tyson. And it involved him getting high with a toad. You're going to hear what happened after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
It was an eccentric interview that Mike Tyson gave to Rosie Perez for Interview Magazine. He was sharing a bunch of his views on his legacy, his life, and some of his unusual experiences, one of which involved toad venom.
Yes, I saw this was trending like crazy. I'm like, what in the hell is Mike Tyson talking about?
Well, apparently it connects him to God, Steve Miggs.
Okay.
So this is all coming ahead of the fight with Jake Paul that is set for tomorrow already.
I don't know about you, but I'm so fired up for this fight. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. I still, like, even last night, my buddies were talking about it. Like, we kept going back and forth. Like, the consensus seems to be if Mike Tyson gets a couple shots in quick, it's over. I mean, who knows? He's 50-something years old. But then also, it's like, if it goes any kind of distance to cardio, Mike was never known for cardio in his heyday. And now he's almost 60. I don't think he's going to have the cardio to keep up with a young guy like Jake Paul. But, man, I have no idea what's going to happen with this.
It's very exciting.
But it's funny because, like, this interview, I'm like, okay, I need to hear this interview. First of all, Rosie Perez, who's a character in herself. Like, I always enjoy, like, her interviews. She's just kind of a fun celebrity person. And then Mike Tyson, you know, actress. She's just a character. Like, whenever I watch her on, like, late night talk shows, she always cracks me up. She's just a fun energy to her. And then you got Mike Tyson, who's talking about getting high with toads. But it's a print interview. It's not even an audio thing. So thanks to robots and bad AI, I was able to recreate this interview. Like, this is actual transcript of the interview.
Oh, boy.
No, they didn't have AI Rosie Perez or Mike Tyson, which kind of shocked me.
The robots are slacking.
So playing the role of Rosie O'Donnell will be Snoop Dogg.
You mean Rosie Perez?
That too. Wow. Rosie O'Donnell will be a whole different thing. Rosie Perez will be Snoop Dogg. And playing the role of Mike Tyson, of course, is the man, the myth, the legend himself. Also a great boxer, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ooh.
So you ready to hear just how absurd this interview is?
Let's hear it.
I have such mad respect for you because of how you just keep going. You're living your life and doing what the hell you want to do, and you are winning at it. A lot of fighters step away from the ring and go on to some success, but yours has been explosive. What point in your life changed that?
Well, around 7 years ago, I tried this spiritual medicine called the toad. You see a toad? You bust its piss, you put it on like a mirror, and it gets hard. You rub it down until it becomes fine sand, and then you smoke it.
Also, what the hell is he doing?
That is brutal.
Like, peyote, right?
Yeah.
I've heard of, like, ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, mushrooms and acid, DMT.
I think I'm out for frog murder.
This sounds a little too intense. This is so Mike Tyson.
Then you meet God, and this is what God told me to do. I know it sounds strange, but if you do some investigation, people will tell you about it.
So did God tell him to go beat Jake Paul's ass?
Hope so.
That's a pretty interesting conversation.
What? Okay. I have friends who tried it. Did you at least have a shaman with you?
Yes. I had a shaman. I've done it over 80 times.
What?
90 times, probably. I did that.
Oh, my gosh. Did you do the whole vomiting and passing out thing?
You only vomit when you eat before you do it.
And you saw God.
No, you don't see him. You feel him.
Wow.
All right.
What?
Do you eat frog legs before you do this? Or, like, what's going on? Did you see the press conference yesterday that they did, like, the weigh-in? Or, like, just, like, the get one last push for this Netflix fight.
Was it good?
It was bonkers. So Jake Paul's up there, and he's got, like, this diamond, like, ear protection thing, and he's joking about how he's wearing that so that way, you know, it's an ear protector. It's $100,000 so that Mike Tyson can't bite his ear and start talking about it. It was kind of funny.
I'm not getting my bit off on Friday night, so I got my diamond spiked ear covers right there.
I thought that was a good way to troll Mike Tyson right there. But then, you know, Mike, we just heard this interview, you know, or, you know, the transcription of the interview of Mike just going off the deep end, right? So then during this press conference, one of the reporters asked him a question, and I was like, it kind of like, it was like, wow, that's a really, like, heartfelt answer. And also, if I'm Jake Paul, I'm terrified. And this is what he said. If it plays.
Outside of the fans watching and all the eyes on you, I'm sure the most important ones are your family. Your kids are out here. Everyone's coming in to see you on Friday. What does it mean to have family with you?
Well, it's the family's everything, but my kids, to my children, I'm nobody. And then, but that night, they're gonna find out their father's very special.
Because I'm gonna murder Jay Hall.
I think they know. I think they're aware.
He's such an interesting person. Like, there's just extreme sides of Mike Tyson that I find fascinating.
Well, he's just one of the most intimidating people on the planet in general. But you know how a lot of these fighters, like, they abstain from sex and things like that leading up?
Yes.
I mean, an abstinent Mike Tyson scares me even worse, I think.
Well, did you hear what he did to that frog? In order to get high? I don't want to mess with this guy.
Absolutely
also,
not.
During that interview with Rosie Perez, I just saw the transcript for this because he was talking about how, like, he should not even be alive right now because of the life that he lived. And he said, there's no way I should be talking to you right now. All my friends are dead. They OD'd. They had AIDS. Me and my friend both had sex with this girl at the same time, and they both died of AIDS. I didn't catch AIDS. Raw, too.
Wow.
And I'm like, what in the hell is...
He's just an open book, Steve.
Like, all aboard the Mike Tyson ride. Nobody can get off once he starts talking. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Tomorrow's going to be wild.
I see, like, certain, like, you know, boxing people, like, they're all giving different answers too. Like, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen other than the fact that those two are going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And for all we know, it's just going to be one of those. I hope it's not one of those things where they just kind of hug each other for three rounds and then they call that a fight. You know how they've done those before?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, all right, I get what you guys were doing. You just built up all this hoopla for it, and you guys didn't really even try and punch each other.
Better punch them tomorrow. You better punch them. So I just signed up for something, and I know that Migs has no clue what it even is.
You told me what it is, and I thought, should I Google it or should I wait for you to explain it? And I decided I'm not Googling it. I want to hear you explain what the hell this is because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to explain
you
it to
either?
You.
You
don't either? Danny?
She teased it, and I was like, I thought the same thing. I should Google this. Not going to.
Sarah, you don't know either?
No idea.
These city people, they don't know.
We don't get it.
I'm going to tell you what it is at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what, Steve Miggs? I do feel like there are many things that happen in my life that confuse you or you don't understand or you've got questions.
Yes.
Something like that happened yesterday.
Okay.
When I told you that I signed up for something called Chip Drop.
And I have no idea what that meant. To be honest with you, this is my first thought because myself, Danny, and Sarah have no idea what you're talking about. And you put it like in your little like daily email, daily with an I in this situation.
That's right.
Where you're telling us what you did over the course of the day. You're like, oh, I just signed up for Chip Drop and I couldn't be more excited. I bet you don't even know what this is. I'm like, you're damn right. I just figured, okay, is this like a chocolate chip cookie service?
Oh, my God.
That's my guess.
See, I was thinking the same because of those like cow chip cookies.
Yes.
And I was thinking, oh, maybe she's doing a eating competition like our friend George.
Oh, see, I was thinking she signed up for like a monthly subscription service where they drop off cookies.
Hence, Chip Drop every month. You get like different cookies from all across the world.
I'm curious why you think Chip Drop would be cookies and not chips.
That's what I thought the same thing, but I thought it was actual chips, like tortilla chips.
It's like, you know, Chip of the Month Club.
I have no idea why I went with chocolate chip cookies as opposed to just chips.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I live in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And over the last couple of weeks, they've had a lot of...
Wait, so this is a farm thing?
This is a farm thing.
Oh.
I have no idea then.
Wait, so not food at all?
Not food at all. Nothing edible. Unless you're a beaver.
Do they call cow chips, are those, is that another word for like poop?
Yeah. Cow pies?
Oh, okay, never mind. I was like, maybe it's like a monthly like poop subscription service where like you fertilize like your farm.
Yeah, that's it.
So I learned about this from a friend. As these last couple of weeks there have been those like tree removal services that come through and like clean up around the power lines and things like that, and they put all of the debris into a wood chipper and they chip it up, and apparently you can sign up for Chip Drop where every once in a while your number gets called basically and they just come dump wood chips
for free
at your house.
City folks just don't get it.
So it's kind of like Dolly's book club where you sign up and then every once in a while you get a random children's book from Dolly Parton.
Well, exactly. But you never know when it's happening.
Okay.
So it's kind of like surprise, you have wood chips today. But I also saw on the sign up that you can cover the cost that an arborist puts down. So an arborist normally pays like $20 or something like that to have the chips, you know, dumped or whatever, have access to the chips. So I went ahead and prepaid the $20 to cover an arborist fee to hopefully get higher on the list.
So you have no idea when you're going to get
no
these.
Idea.
And what are you planning on using these chips for? Are you building like a playground?
So no, but we have trails in our woods and I want to put wood chips down in some of these different areas on the trails.
See, I'm such a dork. I only see wood chips like at like a playground where they have it so that when kids fall, it doesn't hurt as bad, which I always think is strange because then they get little splinters.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea because we do have a playground. So maybe we'll use some of our chips for that.
Also, you're really excited about this. And can I just ask the other maybe city people in this room? This is a very big disappointment. I like all of our ideas way better.
Oh, I'd much rather get chocolate chips every month.
Or just potato chip cookies. Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for free wood chips. I am going to throw a party.
Just go to a playground and steal some.
I'll be honest, though. If I had a need for it, I might be fired up for it, too, because it's free.
Right?
So I'd be like, oh, I get a mass amount. And I don't have to go somewhere to get it. Like, it's free, and I can keep being lazy. To me, that's two of my favorite things.
Are wood chips expensive?
I don't know.
I've never bought wood chips before. I buy mulch, but I never bought wood chips.
What I find funny is I typed it in on YouTube just to see, and there are pages of people talking about their excitement about the chip drop happened.
Howdy, chip droppers. This is my house, 2 Francis Kelly Road.
Okay, this guy just called you guys chip droppers.
I guess that's our people.
So you're a chip dropper.
Chip dropper.
Taryn's face right now is just listening to this audio. She is so excited.
This is rope swing here. And the chips, I'd like them to go. I'm putting
I'm basically dumping chips all along here.
Hey, he's showing the area in his house that he's going to have the chips get dropped off on. And this is a video on YouTube, and it's got a bunch of views.
Oh, yeah. And then in the, in your little application, they say, you know, what location would you like them dropped? So I gave some specifics, attached a photo. And then I asked Brad, I said, you know, we can, if we pay $20, we can move up the list a little bit. He's like, do it. Splurge.
Oh, my God. I'll be honest, though. I'm looking at, I don't know, like I was going to lie to you about this. I don't know why I needed to preface it by saying I'm going to be honest. But I'm going to be honest with you right now.
So nice.
And tell you that there are some people that also have videos telling people there are some warnings when it comes to being a chip dropper. Like one person said, so do you really want a chip drop? I think it's because you get too much.
Ooh. Oh.
Like what if you get too much? Another person has a, does a whole video with over nearly a million views about why chip drop is probably not for you.
Wow. I should have probably done my research.
Yeah, what if you, what are you going to do if you get too many?
What is happening? The chip drop guy's showing
up. As we all know. Arborist wood chips are the best mulch for your garden.
Duh.
Oh, my
So if you
gosh.
Don't want to have to flag down your local arborist, Chip Drop is the second best way to get that mulch for free. Here's how it works. You sign up at getchipdrop.com. You'll be added to a list of sites where arborists can drop their mulch. The arborist pays to access the list, so it's free for you. I know what you're thinking. Great mulch, delivered right to your door for free.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what I am thinking.
I almost just want to get buy you some chips and just drop them off at your house so you're not just like every day waiting at the door. Is Chip Drop going to come to me today? Like, I'll just load up George's truck for you and drop them off.
I kind of want this to go like a good year until you finally get chips. Where you've completely forgotten about it.
We need to bet on this. Like, how many days until Taryn gets her chips?
I think months.
For sure, yeah.
Well, it's storm season, Steve. They're taking a lot of trees down. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So I'm all signed
up. What's the catch? Well, there's a few. Today we're talking with people who have used Chip Drop who probably regret it. So it looks like the arborist just dropped a large dump truck-sized pile of mulch right here in the middle of your driveway.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Why didn't...
I was going to say, we're just going to do the whole video. Is that what we're doing?
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's a big one, Danny.
Despite this warning, I'm very excited that I have signed up for Chip Drop, Rockaholics. So we want to hear from you. What about you? 206-803-ROCK. What ridiculous thing are you pumped up for right now? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show.
I just signed up for Chip Drop, and I am so excited. It's like waiting for Christmas morning, Steve Miggs.
But you don't know when Christmas is going
to
land.
You don't. You don't know when Santa's coming to town. So what about you, Rockaholics? What ridiculous thing are you pumped up about right now? 206-803-ROCK. Let's start with Emily in Poulsbo.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm excited about my Pantone Color of the Year.
What is that?
I don't even know what that means.
So Pantone is like a company that kind of commercialized colors. Like they're the company that tells you what colors are. And every year they drop a color of the year. And you get excited about it for like the whole month leading up. And last year was Peach Fuzz, which is like cream. I don't know. And then the year before was Viva Magenta. And then the year before it was like two colors. But I get so excited to the buildup of this color of the year. You never know what it's going to be.
So you don't know yet, but you know it's coming soon.
It's coming. It's a drop. So, like, every couple of days, Pantone, like, teases on their Instagram, hey, the color of the year is coming up. And then thousands of comments below with people trying to figure out what it's going to be.
So, Emily, when
I don't think it means anything.
When you get the information, what do you do with it?
I try to theme my life around it. So last year was hard because Peach Fuzz is not a color I like that much. But Viva Magenta, my life was Viva Magenta that year.
So you're talking like all your clothes, like nail polish, yes. Just whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep. That was the tone I went with that year.
That is out there as F.
I love this.
That's amazing.
Awesome. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah.
Keep us posted on what the color is.
Yeah, it's on Instagram or a Pantone website. So keep get excited. I don't know when it's going to drop, but
Emily,
when it does, you'll see a lot of me in that color.
I promise you I won't remember any of this, so you have to call in and remind us about it and tell us what the color is, because that's fascinating.
I will.
Awesome.
Thanks, Emily.
Pantone color of the year.
The Pantone color of the year.
I'm today years old. Never knew that even existed. I was like, what is Pantone?
Matthew in Duval, you are a chip dropper?
Yeah, I was having a boring day until I heard your little
staying there. Now I'm all excited to maybe drop chips at your house.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited, Matthew.
Wait, can Taryn twist your arm to maybe get that drop before anybody else?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, today, no, because we're working in Bellevue, but we go up to Cedro Woolley on the north end quite a bit.
Okay,
too.
Okay. I'm excited. You can help me go to the front of the line.
You got a chip drop hookup.
Yeah, like you said, like she said, it's kind of random. We look on the list, we see who's in our area. It won't be a name with it at first, but if we click onto it, then we'll get the name and the actual address and stuff like that and know where we're going.
Nice.
Get a little picture of where to drop the chips and all that, instructions.
Thanks, Matthew.
Taryn, so I've been obsessed now with this YouTube series of why chip drop is probably not for you. And that guy that we played the audio from earlier, he interviewed another person who wasn't too happy, or actually was fine with it, but got more than what they bargained for with the chip drop. And this is what it sounded like.
So I noticed that this is not exactly store-bought mulch. There are leaves, pine needles, sticks, a candy wrapper. I see a straw. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Why?
Well, because it's free.
I see.
That has like chip drop quality control. Oh,
this feels like an SNL skit.
I'm sorry. Jason and Bonnie Lake, you have received the chip drop before.
I have. I have. It works amazing.
How many times have you had it done?
Probably two or three. We got multiple horses. And, of course, this time of year, lots of bun stuff. But like everyone's saying, the biggest thing, when you come home, you don't know what you're going to get. So sometimes it's a little, sometimes it's, oh, wow, it's a lot.
All right, well, I'm ready.
Good luck to you, Taryn.
Thank you. Hey, good luck to the next person that wants to try to take down Steve Miggs. It would also be very helpful if that person were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540 because I gave out 3 correct answers for beat Miggs at 750. Steve has a record of 324 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play beat Miggs at 750.
Yes, the Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.